Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. We'll be back on Friday, but joining us right now, Oreo legend, my good friend Rick Dempsey. What's going on, Rick?
Robbie boy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
It's great to hear your voice, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while, my friend. Now, yep. Rick, you've seen a lot of things in this organization. You've been around since, what, the mid-70s with the Orioles?
Oh yeah.
50 years, man. Hey, do you remember an off-season acquisition that was as possibly pivotal as what we've seen this year with Pete Alonso?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. You know something? I don't know Pete personally, but I've watched him for a long time, and I think the Orioles could not have made a better move than they did by picking up Pete Alonso. I think he's going to be such an impact on the young players that the Orioles have. I still believe, even though – you know, things kind of faded at the end of last season, but I still believe that that ball club there, once they get it together, and now they have a couple of years of experience together, they're going to be a very, very tough team to beat. And he's going to have an impact on those young players. I think they're going to watch him. They're going to see how he goes about his business. He's always been a first-class guy, and I think that's exactly what the organization needed. It's a perfect move.
I agree with you. And with him and Ward, they've added about 80 home runs right away to the lineup. It's pretty amazing. Hey, Rick, what do you think about our young catcher there, Samuel Basayo, as far as his defense is? We know he can hit, and you know, we're looking forward to his him reaching a ceiling. What do you think of him defensively?
Yeah, you know something? I haven't seen him play a lot, I might be saying he is certainly capable of becoming a very good, maybe one of the better defensive guys ever. If he really focuses on it, you know, blocking balls, calling pitches, that kind of thing. But a lot of that, you know, like the calling pitches now in today's game, the analytics, you know, they go over what they want done before the game even starts. And So, you know, it's like that. I hope they can, and it's my personal opinion, I hope they can get away from that going to one knee, because it's not about giving a low target. That's what you hear a lot of people say. But, you know, when you go to one knee and you start off with the target, you know, just below the knee, and then all of a sudden it moves up about belt high, I mean, that's where all the balls fly out of the ballpark. When you catch that high fastball, it goes out. It's not the low fastball. So that part of the analytical philosophy doesn't work with me. Everything else is okay. You know, this is just the way they play the game. They want all of the numbers to be working in their favor, and that's the way they're going to do it, and that's okay with me. But I think this young catcher, he'll adjust. He'll adjust. He's big. He's strong. He can hit. You know, he's got a good arm. So I'm looking for great things out of him. And if the rest of the ball club and guys like Atlee Rutschman, who's still my favorite player, but this guy can catch. He handles a pitching staff so well, you know, and he gets back on track offensively and stays away from that disabled list, then the Orioles are going to be back on track just mm-hmm. like they were 2 years ago.
Yep. Rick Dempsey joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed just asked you one thing, one position you're an expert at. I'll ask you another one you're an expert at. I give you Kyle Bradish. I give you Dean Kramer. I give you Trevor Rogers. That's what we know. Three-fifths of the rotation is already set. How important is it for the Orioles to add not only one, but two more pieces to that rotation?
Well, adding really good players to that rotation is always going to be a good thing. And I think the guys that are there now, they're having so many problems keeping them off the disabled list. And it just tells me, and I'm going to make an educated guess, that they're not really doing the kind of work in the wintertime that they need to do to stay healthy all year. You owe it to this organization and all organizations who are going to pay the big money these days to get you into that rotation. You owe it to them to be working out now. Rob, I did all the interviews before I left Baltimore, and I talked to the guys. What are you going to do when you get home this winter? Well, a lot of them said the same thing. Well, we're going to go home and we're going to hunt for the first month. And then the second month, we're going to go fishing. The third month, we're going to come back and hang out with our buds and play a little golf or do whatever, you know. And then halfway through that fourth month, they finally decide to start getting ready for spring training. No, 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 no. 27 years I played, I was on the disabled list twice, and it was with broken bones, and you can't do nothing about that. But you need to start working out the day after you get home. You unpack the first day and you start working out till you get to spring training. I mean, you got to put yourself on a good running program, you know, which improves the quality of oxygen in your blood. And that's what really carries you to the end of the season is that oxygen. You got to get used to working out. Baseball is a very tough, tough game because you've got over 200 games, 30 at spring training, 162 during the season, and then the playoffs might be another 20 games. You have to be prepared. It is a full-time job. It's not something you can take a couple months off at or even a couple weeks. You got to get to it right now, and you owe that to the Orioles, and as does all major league players owe that to their teams because they're going to make you millionaires if you stay healthy and give what you're capable of giving.
Eric, this is a question, not about this team, just baseball in general. From you've been in it your whole life. I'm curious about what's going with the Mets. I'm thrilled that Alonso is here. He was the guy I wanted.
Too.
I'm really excited to see him here. I cannot believe they got this done. But on the other side, what the hell's going on with the Mets? I mean, Nimmo was one of his fan favorites. He's gone. They lose Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso on back-to-back days. I mean, those are two faces of their franchise. Like, do you find that unusual? Is there something else going on?
Well, of course. I mean, Alonso and those guys have been a big part of that organization for a long time. And they must have some backup plan. I don't know what's going on in their organization, so I can't give a qualified answer. But just watching what I have, I mean, they're perfect for the Orioles. These guys, you know, they're good for their teams. And I know that if Pete Alonso comes and does what he's capable of doing, it's going to be a perfect fit. But the Mets, it's hard. They're in the National League, and I don't get a chance to really see much of what they do or how they run there. It's a good organization. They pay their players well.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And they ought to be able to stay in that race for a long, long time, if not win it, you know. The Mets were a hell of an organization in 1988 when we last played them. I was with the Dodgers at that time. We played them in a playoff series for the National League title, and we eked it out. Kurt Gibson hit and Mike Socia hit a couple home runs that really set us up well. in that last game. And so, you know, I know how good the Mets are, and the fans in New York are just like mega incredible. And they're tough when their team starts winning. So anyway, yeah, they're making some big time changes. They're taking some big chances with the quality that the Orioles have gotten from them right now.
There he is, Rick Dempsey. Rick, miss you, brother. I was not in town when you were in town last time, but next time you come, you got to let me know.
Oh, you got it. You got it. I always listen to your show. The minute I get in my car, I turn it on. I call you every now and then. Yeah. I haven't called you the last two or three times. But
hey, man. Thanks. Okay. Thanks a lot, Rick.
All right. You're very welcome.
All right, buddy.
Hey, man. Thank you.
410-583-1057. One of my favorite people. And all the baseball, man.
Yeah.
Rick Dempsey.
We got a new drop also.
What's that?
There we go. You knew it as soon as you said it. You looked at me. You knew it was going to happen.
I cringed. I did. I cringed. Jerry Bimbri joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, Adafi Oweh looks good in Los Angeles, but why not Baltimore? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Fan. 9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. On this hump day Wednesday, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn will be back on Friday to get ready for Ravens primetime game against the Patriots. Speaking of Ravens, former Ravens, Adafi Oweh for 5 games with the Baltimore Ravens had 0 sacks. And 9 games with the Los Angeles Chargers, he has 7 sacks. Riddle me this, Ed Norris. Mm-hmm. Why?
I wish I knew the answer. I don't know if it's, you know, they've got guys on that team. They have 40 sacks as a team.
Right.
So the leader is, I think, has 12, always second with 7.
Right.
They have 5.5, 4. They have a good pass rush. So I don't know if it's a combination of their whoever's coaching the the pass rushing techniques is doing a good job, where guys are playing really well, or the fact that there were so many good pass rushers that they're drawing double teams and always facing lesser lesser resistance on the offensive line. So I don't know what the story is, but something's happened because it's noticeable. Like
he's
probably gonna have double digit sacks before the end of the year. There's three games left.
It's not just the results, Ed. He looks better. Yeah. He looks better at his job. Looks better in that uniform. But it's
a cool uniform.
If you like uniforms, it's a good one, definitely. and the question I think many people are asking is the trade workout between he and Gilman for both sides. Yeah, because Oweh was such a bust here. But if Oweh produced like he does there, you wouldn't need Gilman. You need Gilman on the back end to make up for what you don't have on the front end.
I mean, that's fair. It is. I mean, that's fair. But the fact is, I think we both have benefited because Gilman has played well for the Ravens, and they needed safety depth. And now that, Darius Washington's back and Gilman, I think we're really looking good. But it's just weird to see Oweh, in the same conversation with, T.J. Watt and Von Miller. I mean, they all have the same number of sacks. It's just, it's a little odd. And then there's Myles Garrett with 21.5.
Here's the greater problem. Can I tell you the greater problem, Ed? The greater problem is this. There's nothing that Gilman can do for the Ravens to re-sign him for next year, am I right? He's not going to re-sign. If Oweh played the same way here that he is now, then he would be a Raven next year and you wouldn't be looking for another pass rusher. That's the issue. The issue is you have Gilman to help you through this year. He's probably going to hit the streets, and you're still left to find a pass rusher who in Los Angeles has 7 sacks in 9 games. That's my issue.
Yeah, and then you have to – I hate doing the what-if thing, but you kind of have to in this case because it's so noticeable what he did over there.
Yep.
It just is. I mean, it's so noticeable. I mean – and the difference is the leading sack guy in the Chargers has 12. Our leading guy is Mike Green with 3.5. Yeah, he's leading the team with 3.5 sacks. But I also wonder if Oweh were performing like this here, how much better would Mike Green be? How much better would, Draymond Jones be?
Yeah.
Yeah, like just the combination of that where.
You probably wouldn't have traded for Jones if Oweh's producing like that.
Probably not, yeah.
Hey, what does the Athletic have to say about Oweh there, Joseph?
This is from Daniel Popper. He covers the Chargers for the Athletic. Oweh was quoted as saying, "This team has afforded me the opportunity to just be free, to be me. They trust me and they believe in me."
So they're not over-coaching him.
Without
digging at the coaching staff, they're not over-coaching me.
He's definitely sent the message with that statement, though.
So the Chargers have Khalil Mack. And their interior defensive lineman, his last name is Tui Pelotu. I can't remember his first name. They blitz a 55% pressure rate. 55% of the time when all those three are on the field together. He's not getting that type of opportunity here. I think coaching may have something to do with it, but I think it's opportunity as well.
Well, coaches create opportunities. Coaching philosophy creates opportunity.
But I'm also saying he doesn't have the help on the interior defensive line or another edge rusher to help him get to the quarterback.
Okay.
Last year, we saw him have this same type of success.
This type?
Yeah, he had double-digit sacks last year.
He had 7.
Maybe I'm thinking
two. You're right, he had 10.
He had 10.
He had 10. I'm jealous. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish she was doing that here. She didn't do that when she was with me.
Yeah.
She didn't do that. Boy, for him to say that, though, that's a dig. It's a classy dig. Yeah. It's not a rude dig. It's answering a question. They might be able to see the contents of your wallet on.
I don't know about that.
I can't.
Huh?
You can't.
Yeah, okay. I ain't want anybody waiting outside for you, man.
Well, it'll be wasting their time.
Take $3 from me.
You know what I mean? It's still a robbery. So if you get $5 or $5,000, it's still a robbery.
If you meet me outside, you know what I mean, for the money, just give me $1.50 more. I could buy some coffee.
Yes.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45. But on the other side, I'm going to let Jerry Bimbry and Ed just revel in the victory of the Knicks last night. We're talking hoops on the Fan. The true MVP. The winning team of the title game will take home $530,933 per player. That's an increase. Over $500,000 per player, which means if you are the first seven or eight on the floor, you probably don't mean much. But the back guys, you did it for them. And listen,
nothing to sneeze at, man.
You asked me about hanging a banner.
Yeah.
And I said, if you want to make this thing mean something, you got to hang a banner. Mm-hmm. Joining us right now from the undefeated, he is our guy, Jerry Bimbry. What's up, Jerry?
What's going on, Rob? Ed, I almost expected the intro music to be Queens, We Are the Champions. In the background. That was my walk-up music for this show today, and I'm a little disappointed that we're not getting it, but we're going to celebrate this championship.
I don't know if that's tongue-in-cheek or not, but I respect the fact the NBA can't tell us this is going to be a big deal if they don't make it a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And you know, I'm sure there are guys in the Knicks. There are people like me who, before the season, like, this is nonsense. You know, it's just some games in the middle of the season. But when your team is actually there and you're in the moment and you can get that extra payment, that extra check. And you spoke about the guys at the end of the bench who probably on two-way contracts, so they probably doubled their salary in some way with winning $500,000. So it's a special moment. And it sounded like Madison Square Garden West out there with so many Knicks fans in the crowd. So it seemed like a great atmosphere. And I'm happy for the team. I'm happy for the Knicks.
So we hang in the banner, Jerry? Can we go? I made fun of this before the season. Now I'm like, we won the cup. Now that this is this mid-season championship is over, how do you like the team's chances, you know, for a championship for real?
Yeah, I based on what I saw last night and the contributions from guys who really put the team over the top. I mean, Mitchell Robinson, played 18 minutes.
He
had 10 offensive rebounds, and he was unbelievable. You know, bothered Victor a little bit, but just a little bit. But he was a presence. Tyler Kolick, you always wonder about Brunson wearing down at the point guard position, but Kolick came in and gave him some key minutes. Jordan Clarkson, I mean, that guy was just amazing last night, hitting three-point shots.
Yes, he was.
I had a conversation with a friend earlier last week about Clarkson. He said, you know, I don't like Clarkson. I said, you know what? I like him with this particular team. I think he comes in, he gives him an energy, he gives him another shot maker on the court. And he doesn't say anything, doesn't, you know, do anything that's really stupid on the court.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets the job done. And he's almost like a quiet, positive for the squad and for the Knicks. And so, yeah, I like the Knicks' chances for the rest of the season. I think they are, you know, one of the top two teams, definitely in the Eastern Conference. And with the injuries in Boston, the injuries in Indiana, I think that they're likely to be the team to beat.
And Ananobi really came to play. I mean,
every night with OG.
Yeah.
You know, OG never says a word, but he just goes out there and gets the job done, whether it's hitting 3-point shots on the defensive end, finishing at the rim. Just a really smart player. You know, your big concern about OG is can he stay healthy? And in previous years, he's had problems staying healthy for the remainder of the season. But if he can do that this year, you know, he's missed some games so far, but if he can be healthy come April, May, June, I think that we can get to June.
Yeah, hopefully so. Jerry Bimbry joins us from the undefeated Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jerry, the regular part of the season, the schedule resumes tonight, Cavaliers at Bulls. Even though Donovan Mitchell was averaging just under 31 points a game, are you disappointed with that 15-12 record by the Cavs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you see what they did in the past, and I'm trying to put my finger on what's wrong with this team, and I just don't know because, you know, the makeup, the personnel are basically the same. But they're just not getting the job done right now, and it almost seems like the hunger and the chip on the shoulder that they had a year ago isn't there anymore. And, you know, sometimes it happens with teams that accomplish something. You know, you reach the finals or you win a championship and it's like, yeah, you know, the edge is off. But Cleveland hasn't accomplished anything yet. And I still see them being a factor by the end of the season. But right now, I think the season is a big disappointment for them.
I mean, the Thunder finally lost the second game of the year recently. I mean, they're
done. They're done.
Such an incredible game. How good is Presti? I mean, he seems like a magician out there.
It's. I mean, the best executive in basketball, maybe the best executive in sports right now, because
I think he was right.
The roster,
yeah,
yeah. If you look at the roster and you look at how deep they are, and then look at future years and the deals that they've made, the draft picks they are going to get in the future, it's just, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, and I listened to the NBA Cup games. I listened to Dwayne Wade saying, yeah, the San Antonio Spurs for the next 15 years, this is going to be great. You know, it doesn't work that way, right? So it works about how much you have to pay guys and salary cap issues. And so OKC is really good, and the future looks really bright now, but as guys get better, they're going to expect more money, and you can't keep everybody there. Right. So I think it's a family feel to it right now. But, you know, families break up, and families break up over money. And I think that it's not like these guys won't like each other, but they're going to find value somewhere else and, you know, to be paid the value that they deserve somewhere else. And that's why, you know, teams just don't stay together like that anymore. And I think that's going to be a problem in the next few years for OKC. But that said, they have draft picks to really rebuild and restock. And I think the future is really bright.
Jerry Bimbry joins us from the undefeated. Jerry, everyone talks about OKC, and rightfully so. They're a great team. But I don't know if you noticed, the Detroit Pistons are 21-5. Cade Cunningham averaging 27 points a game. Jalen Duren under the boards is a double-double, 18-11. J.B. Bickerstaff needs a tip of the cap because he's done a great job with that Pistons club.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, no one would have expected Detroit to be in the position that they're in right now. And you look at the squad, and Cade Cunningham is a star, but who else is a star in that team? They don't have any stars. It's just a lot of role player. And maybe this serves notice to the rest of the league that you don't have to have a top three. Look how that, you know, helped out Philadelphia and the Clippers to be successful in this league. You can just have, you know, one stud and a bunch of complimentary guys who will kind of feed into the whole atmosphere of let's just win, right? Let's win the right way. And they are doing an amazing job out in Detroit. And you can probably go out in the public right now and ask someone on the street, name five guys on the Detroit Pistons. They probably couldn't do it. But they are one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference right now, and they are playing amazing basketball.
You guys always talk about your Knicks. The Lakers right now, 18-7, fool's gold, or will they make a move or two to become legit in the West?
Yeah, I don't think the Lakers are the real deal. I think that, you know, Luka is great. Reeves is playing good basketball. Those are your top two players. LeBron, for being 41 years old, amazing physical specimen, and can contribute in certain ways. But LeBron hasn't played defense in a couple of years. And I just don't think that this Laker team is going to be a threat. Now, they had a nice little run, but I think there were some defensive liabilities there. And I think in the end, it's not going to be good enough to overcome teams like the Denver Nuggets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the San Antonio Spurs, the Houston Rockets, Minnesota Timberwolves. All those teams, I think, are better than the Lakers, even though the Lakers are the third best team in the Western Conference right now.
Like I told one of my players a couple of weeks ago, Jerry, the next time you play defense will be the first time you play defense.
That's hilarious.
Jerry, what you got going on right now?
I just got a couple of little things going on, nothing really major. You know, about to go into the holiday and enjoy some time with the family. But yeah, it's been a amazing year for me work-wise. You know, I had the documentary that dropped at the beginning of the year, Kobe Bryant, and it's just been a really nice run. So I'm looking forward to this year ending and picking up in the new year.
There you go. Awesome. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Jerry.
Hey, happy holidays to both of you guys, and go Knicks.
Go Knicks.
Go Knicks.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That was the best. The best party ever.
That was actually very funny.
And that's the encore for today.
The encore brought to you by Joe LaCroix, apparently. That's brought to you by Lions Den, like every day. Hey, look, it's holiday season. It's Hanukkah, Christmas next week. Come on, it's that season. It's, you know, who's checking the naughty and nice list. Hopefully you scored one who's a little bit of both. Maybe a little more on the naughty side. At Lions Den, you find gifts on both sides of that aisle. You know, whether you're, you know, keeping it sweet, making it a little spicy, or, you know, you get to the point where, holy, are we really doing this? It's all there. It's all at Lions Den. Pleasure, passion, romance, lionsden.com. Check it out. Get some great stocking stuffers. And a lot of good stuff there.
Hey, so nobody listening, right? It's just between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a white elephant party to go to. So it took me a while. I finally asked, I said, what's a white elephant party? Because this is white people stuff. I don't know nothing about this. And they told me what a white, you got to get a gift of under $50 or less. It could be a legitimate gift or a gag gift.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to Lions Den and getting a gag gift. What would you suggest?
Oh, wouldn't that be a heck of a gag gift? Because from my understanding, the rules of the white elephant party, Joe, is if you draw a number, you could either take the gift or trade the gift or something of that nature. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, you can either,
without opening it.
Like Yankee swap.
It's the same. Yeah, Yankee swap is the same thing. Yeah. Edible underwear.
You think edible underwear would be the place, the way to go?
Or like the bikini that's the candy bikini. Yeah,
I would do something like that.
How much is that? $50 though.
No,
it's less than that. You could get an assorted.
Okay,
yeah.
Because even though it's at 50 or less, I don't want to spend 20.
That's pretty high though. $50 is a lot.
I thought so too, but you know, these are the bougie people. My bougie friends, $50 or less. because they're so bougie is why I want to get the Lions didn't give. No toys, underwear, huh? Get the edible underwear.
I think it's a good choice because you can't walk in with a big old, you know.
Dildo.
No.
You can't?
I don't think so.
If you do, you have to wrap it.
Wrap it, make it look like a dildo. Yeah.
They'll never figure that out.
They say so you have to either put it in a box and wrap it or put it in the gift bag and seal it.
It's like in a baseball bat for Christmas. It's wrapped. Yeah, I wonder what this is.
I think it's a great idea, though. Like I said, I think I've been to one white elephant party. I think maybe the Missoni family had one maybe 10 years ago. I feel like I went to theirs for Christmas.
Well, the one we have here every year is a white elephant party.
You can't trade the gifts in here.
100%.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, I stole a bottle of vodka from Barb last year.
Yeah, me and... I had a little scam going last year. Somebody wanted my gift. I wanted the bottle of tequila. So we kind of did it where we swapped around and just, you know.
Well, wait a minute. You know what the gift is when you swap it, though. I thought white elephant party, you don't know what you're swapping.
No, you know what it is.
I was told you don't.
The first person goes, you open it up. Then the next person goes, and then you have the opportunity to steal what they have.
Okay.
Or the person before you, I'm sorry. So let's say, like.
Yeah, you can take their gift or get an unwrapped gift. Yes. I need to get a wrapped gift.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's the wrap part.
Yes.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. Well, I like it. I like the adventure of it. So I look at my gifts and say, I don't like it. But that's kind of messed up. What if you're the person that bought the gift that they don't like?
It's. Yeah. I don't.
What is this? This is crap. I'd rather have the unknown gift over this piece of crap.
There's always a couple of those in there.
You mean the unknown. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Edward, what did you learn today?
I just think I learned that a lot of things I feel, or I believe, have been confirmed by some. We had a great guest list today. Ralph Russo, talking about college football. Obviously, Rick Dempsey, Jerry Bembry. So we had some great, great folks on today. And each of them confirmed something. Russo doesn't believe the top 12 teams are in the college football playoff. And, you know, you shouldn't have a 21-point underdog. So I feel good about that. Dempsey is really high on Alonzo for all the reasons I was, where not just the power bat he brings, but his leadership, you know, to mentor younger players. He's been there before. He's a good guy by all accounts. And then Bembry believes the Knicks have a real shot this year. And if Jerry believes it, I believe it. So
also, Dempsey believes in Adley Rutschman.
Absolutely.
He made that clear.
He made that very clear. Listen, that was his favorite Oriole.
I'm not backing off of Adley Rutschman, basically, what he told you. You know, I learned, Ed, that, you know, there are a lot of guys my age that still don't understand technology. You guys know now I go to Main Street Cigar Lounge a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there aren't games on the main networks, Joe. And I said, well, what game do you want to watch? And they said, well, this game is not us on this channel. And I said, well, I'll get it. And someone said to me, we're not crowding around your phone. And I hit the button, boop, 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 and it went up to the TV. And I think they thought I was a witch. How'd you do that? He's a witch.
Yeah.
And these guys are like around my age. I'm like, you don't know how to put from the phone to the TV? No. How do you do that? So then they start trying to do it on their phone. I said, you're not hooked up. You're not doing it. You can do it. Also, in the same conversation, I had a guy get upset with the whole football games being on Prime.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't have Prime. This is ridiculous. I got to go out and buy Prime? I said, weren't you the one 3 weeks ago complaining about your wife ordering Amazon all the time? He said, yes. I looked at him. So what does that have to do with this conversation? I said, you got Prime, dude. So I took his phone and I downloaded the Prime app to his phone. He said, you don't need my credit card number? I said, no, your wife has it. That's why she's always ordering.
Yes.
That's why she's always ordering Amazon. So there's a lot of guys out there who just... they don't understand what technology is right now, and it's not as bad as you think it is. Today is National Maple Leaf Maple Syrup Day. Are you a particular syrup fan, maple or?
I like some regular maple syrup.
Yeah?
Yeah. They asked, do you want the blueberry, the strawberry? Uh-uh. Just good maple syrup is my favorite.
I'm okay with syrup. Here's the problem, though, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like many things they put syrup on. I don't like pancakes. I'm very meh about French toast.
I love French toast.
See, I'm kind of hit and miss about French toast. Joe, you a pancake guy?
Yeah, I don't really eat them that much, but I like them.
When I make pancakes, I make them at home, and I put sliced bananas in them. That's my favorite pancakes. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, I don't want too much syrup on there because it takes away from the banana flavor. But I'm not really a big pancake guy. Some sports. Our birthday's in sports.
You like syrup in a cocktail, I'll tell you that. I'm serious. Make a fall old fashioned. Syrup instead of sugar.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
My lady, Michelle Tafoya, I would have never figured she was 61 years old.
Yeah, good for her.
She turned 61 today. I love her. Former Major League Baseball player Curtis Pryor turns 58 today. Former WNBA player now coach Nikki McCray turns 54 today. Former NFL player Tony Richardson, fullback, remember him?
Yes.
He turns 54 today. And former MLB second baseman and World Series Chase Utley turns 47 today. Takeo Spikes, I didn't ask Joe, I hope he knows who he is. And Manny Pacquiao share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao. Edward?
I want to be counted to him, but I think Pacquiao is older. I'm going to go with Pacquiao as well.
Manny Pacquiao today turns 47. Takeo Spikes today turns 49.
All right.
He's older. What is Manny Pacquiao still a politician or something in this country?
Yeah, I think he's.
Speaking of boxers, who retired yesterday?
Crawford.
Yeah, retired yesterday on top, undefeated. I think he was a sensational fighter, and I think he's doing the right thing, man. Get out while you can.
I think he's brilliant. I mean, he held 5 belts.
Yeah. Made your money. You did your thing.
Just beat Canelo. I mean, what else are you going to prove? Well, you should get out while you still have your wits about you and you have your money. I think it's great for him.
Hey, let's do this thing again tomorrow. You with it?
I'm with it.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.